Few headline grabbers in Axe education policy. It'll allow successful school boards to take over the governance of failing schools. In the class, there'll be standardised tests, league tables, another set of mock exams. UE will replace NCEA Level 3. Dr. Michael Johnston, research fellow at the New Zealand Initiative, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Is this at the more radical end of the spectrum, or do you see it as radical at all or not?
Are you talking about the policy as a whole, or the early childhood one?
Yeah, no, the general ideas in the education policy.
Some of them are quite a radical departure from what we do now, and some of them are no-brainers that we should have been doing for years.
What about the detail and whether any of the voters are actually going to pile through it and work it out?
Well, there is quite a lot there. So one thing I really like is the idea that schools can develop their own curricula and have them approved with some support. So that to me is a good way ahead to avoid an ongoing political battle over the curriculum.
Does that lead, though, to variation or too much variation?
Well, the policy says that there would be some core requirements or some bottom lines. So as long as those are properly adhered to, I don't see a problem there.
What about the idea of school? Sorry, carry on.
It gives different schools with different kinds of characters and different philosophies the opportunity to enact that through a curriculum that has variation. So you can imagine, for example, Kura or Catholic schools or whoever developing curricula that suited their particular character.
Yeah. You can imagine what the unions say, though.
I have no idea what the unions would say.
They'll hate it.
I mean, I don't see why they should oppose it. In the end, having curricula that have certain core requirements in common, but variations to suit different educational directions or philosophies seems something that teachers could embrace.
How do I know as an employer when the person comes to me with their pass mark from school A versus school B versus school E that they did anything that's remotely interesting to me, or they just went a bit off piste on the old curriculum because they're a bit different?
Well, there's nothing in the policy to say that there wouldn't be common assessment for NCEA. So that's a different thing than the curriculum. And so all the curricula would have to prepare young people to face that assessment. And I see in the policy as well the idea that each curriculum would have to be based on known stages of cognitive development and would have to have clear progressions in. And so I don't see a particular issue with that.
In broad terms, does this get the ministry a little bit more out of schools as opposed to in them?
Well, the idea is that the ministry becomes the curriculum approver rather than the curriculum developer. Now, look, if it was me, I wouldn't give it to the ministry to do. It's too likely to be messed up. Often this has happened with policies that ministers have tried to enact. The ministry takes a long time to do them or does them in a slightly odd way. I would be more inclined to set up a little independent agency that was full of curriculum experts to help schools do this.
Yeah. What about the four-year-olds getting, do they get checked too much? Is a four-year-old testing four-year-olds and stuff like that, is that too much or not?
It depends how it's done. I have some hesitancy about that one if we're thinking that the assessment will be accurate on an individual level because testing four-year-olds is a fraught business. Having said that, I like the idea that we should collect a bit more information on the school readiness of four-year-olds and nearly five-year-olds. At the moment, we're flying blind a bit. There's a lot of anecdote around, and I think that some of it's accurate. I was at a school in a fairly disadvantaged community a couple of weeks ago, and the principal was saying to me that the kids more and more are coming in with severe oral language problems. Mm. Now, obviously, that's a barrier to learning once they're in school. If that's true, they're not going to learn to read as well. There's all kinds of problems that come along with that. And so getting some information on it, some accurate information in the first instance, it seems to me a good idea.
I reckon, Michael, appreciate it. Michael Johnston, New Zealand Initiative. He did a report the other day teaching the teachers, look it up. It is so depressing, but well worth knowing.